Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star podcast. I'm your host, Henry Bilbrey. Today we hear stories including a young boy being haunted by a staircase in his house growing up, one person's encounter with a mysterious hatted creature, also someone has a creepy and vivid dream. These stories and more coming up on Minisode 24. Hey all, I have two stories about some creepy things that involve the staircase in my childhood home. This first time I experienced anything happening to me in 2006 when I was 15. I went to the dentist one morning. When I was done, my mom told me we would head back to the house so she could make me something to eat before dropping me off at school. I remember I was sitting at the kitchen table, just talking to my mom about how school was going while she was cooking me some food. The kitchen table was right in front of the staircase that led up to the second floor to me and my brother's rooms, where I was sitting at the side of the table where my back would be facing the staircase. While I'm sitting there, I could feel a breeze on the side of my neck. Then out of nowhere, I could hear someone say, "What are you doing?" in a creepy voice. As I see this black figure running down the stairs towards me, I yell and jump across the kitchen table, knocking everything over. Reminder, this is around 9:30 in the morning. The sun is completely out. Everything was normal, like any other day, up until this point. My mom turned around looking at me and asked what just happened. I told her what I had heard and seen. My mom said she didn't hear anyone or see anyone coming down the stairs. We went and looked up the stairs throughout the house, but didn't find anything. We were the only two there. My dad was at work already, and my brother had left for school at 8:30. That was the first, but definitely not the last time I ever heard footsteps coming up and down the stairs. The second story I have for you actually happened to my mom, but it kind of involved me. So this had to happen between about 5 years ago when I was 20. My brother and I both had the night off of work, so we decided to stay home and play some Call of Duty with our friends online. It was just like any other night, having a good time playing videos. It was probably around 1 a.m. when our mom came upstairs asking us to keep our voices down, and we told her sorry for being so loud. She headed back downstairs. A few minutes later, me and my brother could hear her talking as she was saying my name, but we couldn't make it out what she was saying. About 2 minutes later, she came up the stairs and asked me what I was saying to her. I had a look of confusion on my face, and I told her I didn't know what she was talking about. She told both of me and my brother that while she was getting a drink of water, she had seen me walk down the stairs wearing a hoodie with the hood over my head, and I sat down at the front of the stairs and started talking to her, but she couldn't really understand what I was saying. Then she said I stood back up and just walked up the stairs and walked back up. And when she came back up to ask me what I was saying, my brother and I both told her that I didn't go downstairs to talk to her and that I was just in my room the whole time. She just looked at us and said, "Well, something was talking to me down there." That was the last time I remember something creepy happening that involved a staircase. We lived there for another 4 years without anything like this happening again. So the earliest memory I have was at five years old, and I remember it extremely vividly. It all starts with me being in darkness, feeling very scared. Then all of a sudden, I see myself being held by two priests, being held in place by one, holding each arm as I see myself struggling to get them off of me. To my left, I see a man holding my biological mother as she is crying, and to my right are some more priests chanting. And directly across the way, across was the head priest with a purple stash around his neck, approaching me with what looks like a candle, proud with pure white cross at the end. He dipped it in what looks like water, and as he gets closer, I see myself struggling harder and harder to break free from the two priests holding me in place, until the head priest touched my chest right where my heart is. At first, it was the most excruciating burning pain I've ever felt in my life. The next thing I knew, I thought I chewed on a mouthful of Altoid mints. It was such a sting feeling, but it felt good. The reason I'm bringing it up is because my entire life, after there's been these times, I would dream about that day and when that would happen. I would dream about that day and when that would happen, an entity would show up and started haunting me until about 4 years ago. When the dreams happened, I would feel a burning pain right where the cross was placed and the pain suddenly stopped a few years ago, but I still get the dreams every once in a while. And almost every time something would happen over the next, and almost every single time something would happen over the next few days. This isn't my story, but it's my parents and two incredibly close family friends. Before I was born, the four of them used to hang out a lot. They would often drive far out into the Mojave Desert just to party and drink around a fire and have a good time. Anyway, for the story, I'm going to call my dad Conrad and my mom Stacy, and their friends I'll call Brad and Gina. So they drive into the desert to have a fire. It is summertime. It's hot. Although it's the middle of the night, but it's still definitely not cold. Well, my mom, Stacy, and her friend, Gina, were starting to get scared about tarantulas and they didn't want to camp out there at all. So all four of them started driving back. It's like 2 a.m. They're on a dirt road that went on for miles and miles with nothing on it. Suddenly, up ahead, there's headlights. They saw a man in a long black trench coat with a wide-brimmed hat and the collar on his shirt pulled up, walking along the side of the road, going the same direction they were driving. My dad grew up hitchhiking a lot and used to pick up hitchhikers as well. So my mom knew my dad would consider stopping and talking to this guy to see if he needed a ride. They got a terrified feeling about him. My mom always said that the way he was walking, the way he looked at us, the way he dressed, and how he was in the middle of nowhere, he was just emitting this really messed up energy that felt absolutely terrifying and even evil. Gina felt the same way. My dad starts joking, "Hey, let's pick this guy up." My mom and Gina immediately start screaming and crying and begging him not to. They were in the back seat, my dad driving, and Brad in the passenger seat. Gina was even punching at my dad in the back, screaming, "No, do not." I guess my dad slowed way down as he passed him, and they all turned to look at him as they went by. However, in the moment that they passed him, he was gone. It was as if he disappeared into the air. It's not like there was rocks or trees to hide behind. And the weird thing is, I grew up hearing this story from my parents, but living far away from my friends, which I was very young, we moved to up north, and we lost touch. Although whenever we come back to California to visit, we'd always get together with them and as if nothing had changed. I moved back to California as an adult, but I worked, and I work for Gina now. One of our first conversations was back, was about the Hat Man. She brought it up, not me, and she said word for word the exact same story my parents told me growing up. To be honest, I'd always secretly feared, yet been intrigued by the entity because of their story. And then there's so many more ways I have now read online. I couldn't believe it was such a big phenomenon when I first found it on the internet, because as I was growing up hearing my parents' story long before the internet existed. One day I went to visit my aunt for a weekend, but I'd been out partying. I come back about 10 a.m. telling her I was going to sleep for a bit, but I was leaving again later that night. I went to her basement to sleep on a futon. The basement was really dim. I laid there tossing and turning for what felt like 10 or 20 minutes. I then checked the time and it was already 10 p.m. I thought to myself, no way. I sat down there messaging my cousins who were supposed to be coming up for me, who said that he was on his way. Hours had passed. Next, it was 2:30 a.m. I'd been jumping to get a look out the basement window, and I got a weird feeling I wasn't alone. I grabbed a stool to stand on. I stood there, looking. Suddenly, I heard a scratching noise come from the cement wall. Something was happening not too far away behind me and getting closer to my ear. I froze, turned my head slowly to find no one was there. Got down suddenly, there were four bangs coming up from the furnace, and usually it was just one every half hour. I walked to the other window, and before I passed the stairs, I saw a shadow peek its head out from behind the stairs. I thought to myself, we've been through stuff like this. As you're not bothered by it, they won't bother you. But as soon as I got to the other side of the stairs, there was a shadow person just standing there, staring at me. I looked out of the window, still no sign of him, but I ran up the stairs and out of the house, getting to the street where he was pulling up. That's been the closest anything has ever gotten, and I somewhat believe it that it had the intent to hurt me. That is going to wrap up today's episode of the Gloomy Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to see you right back here very soon for another installment of the Gloomy Star Podcast. As always, remember you're never alone, and goodbye. Support for the Gloomy Star Podcast comes from Anchor.fm, the easiest way to make a podcast. Gloomy Star is a Star Radio Productions podcast hosted by me, Henry Bilbrey. To help the podcast stay up and running, you can become a donor on our Anchor.fm.